LCF Barbara Titley's on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Now, Christmas is a time with a lot of different emotions, a lot of cheer, a lot of joy, but there are undoubtedly times when it gets a little bit complicated. And today, to talk to us about one of these complicated elements is Rachel Spencer-Robb, who is partner and head of family law at LCF Barbara Titley. Hello.
Hello.
Now, tell us a little bit about what complicated issue it is that we're talking about today.
Well, Christmas, as you say, is traditionally a time for families coming together, but there are many families who are separated, and so it becomes more complex trying to make arrangements so that, particularly where there's children, that they all get to spend time with everybody that they want to. And trying to organise that can be quite challenging for some people.
Now, I come from a family that this happened to. I was in my mid-teens, parents split up, and then suddenly Christmas, you're right, was incredibly complicated because there's one main day, and then suddenly you've got two people or groups that you need to spend that time with.
Yeah.
There's not a surefire answer to this, though, is there? There's not a generally you should do this and then do this.
No, every case is different and every family is different. Although, as you say, the Christmas is the same day every year, everybody wants different things depending on where they live and how well they get on. So it's a question of really just trying to make arrangements that work for everybody, but it is notoriously difficult because there is only one day, and then, as you say, having to share the day between usually two families, sometimes three if there's grandparents and all that extended family involved.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no formula, there's no kind of how it should be done. It's a question of the parents really trying to make arrangements that fit round everybody.
Mm.
But as you say, from a child's point of view, it can be double the fun, it can be double the presents, it can be two Christmases instead of just one.
Yeah, I remember feeling like that, and it doesn't necessarily, I think it means, it's probably related to what age you are.
Yes.
When it happens and whether you knew it was going to happen or anything, it's probably a whole load of different things. But I remember thinking, oh, this is all right. Get a couple of Christmas dinners, you get a couple of present opening sessions, you get double the amount of cheer. But I imagine now that I'm a bit older, my parents will not have felt like that at all. So
no.
It's very different emotion, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right, because no parent wants to not be with their child on Christmas Day.
Mm.
And it becomes, although from a child's point of view, as you say, the fact it's December the 25th or the 26th or the 24th is not the most important thing. But as an adult, it becomes very focused, and it becomes that everything has to try and be fitted into one calendar day, which it doesn't at all. And some people find that easier than others, I think, for sure. Yes.
Yeah. So what would your advice be then to, if we're talking to parents out there who are thinking, oh, I can't think about this, I don't know the best approach to take?
Well, certainly communication is the key, to be organised and to have a conversation with your other half or your ex-other half in plenty of time in the run-up to Christmas. I do think it is easier where people live reasonably closely together, but again, nobody really wants to travel necessarily on Christmas Day.
People saying might, that, the roads are really nice,
well, they
and
are,
clear.
Yeah. Exactly, but you know, if you've had a drink, then nobody wants to risk it, and particularly if there's kids being ferried around. So, but certainly to have a conversation reasonably early. I mean, I do mediation, and it's possible. I have, you know, people who I know going through mediation just to talk about the arrangements for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So if you find it quite challenging to have that conversation directly, then there's lots of help around that can help kind of guide a path into an arrangement that works for everybody and share the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day kind of period.
Okay.
But certainly communication and organisation is the key.
Sooner rather than later?
Yes, I think so, because then everybody knows what's happening. The run-up to Christmas is stressful enough without, even when you are a together happy family, there's a lot going on. And particularly, as I say, if you're a separated family, to have the arrangements made sooner rather than later is most definitely a good idea. And it is for the parents, really, to make those arrangements. It's really not a good idea to put the pressure on the children of any age, even if they're a bit older, to put the pressure on them to make them choose where they want to be on Christmas. Because in an ideal world, they would just want everybody to be together. So
yeah, asking them, where would you like to be on Christmas Day seems like a really fair thing, you know, to give them the choice. But actually, somebody's going to end up either feeling really guilty or really upset there.
I think, absolutely. And I think in most families, the children do still love both of their parents. Well, in every family, I'm sure they do. And they would just want their parents just to be happy and to make it an easy time for them. You know, to say it's stressful enough without having that pressure, I think.
The other element as well is cost. Because normally, if you had been, if we picture, you know, stereotypical family unit of four, you are splitting all the costs between two adults.
Yes.
Suddenly, are you having to do all that cost yourself?
Well, again, it's a conversation. I think it is certainly a fair thing to suggest, to say, you know, particularly for present buying and that kind of thing, to share the cost. To, again, it's a communication thing. Have a discussion with your partner to say, what will we buy the kids for Christmas? How are we going to pay for it? Will one do food and the other one do presents if you are all spending the day together? And so, again, taking the pressure off the children, not having presents from one and presents from the other, they can see that there's, to an extent, a united front, and that presents come from both families as a shared, and it, as you say, it does share the cost as well.
Do you think it's important to still be united as a parental front? And do you think there's ever that a slight element of competition? If things haven't ended particularly mutually, you could think, oh, I better make sure that my Christmas dinner's that bit tastier, or make sure my present's that big.
I think it's only human for that to have some kind of play into arrangements, certainly. And as you say, particularly if it has been an acrimonious or a difficult separation, that there will inevitably be, I think, a concern for each parent to make the best time for the children. You know, nobody really wants the fallout and the impact of the children on separation. So I think if there has been bad feeling between the adults, then yes, even if it's subconsciously or indeed consciously to be better than the other one, I think both parents probably want to make it as best as they can for the children. But yes, it does bring a bit of competition in, which is why, again, to talk about it sooner rather than later and to try and have some kind of civil discussion, even if you're not friends, to have a civil discussion so that at least the children know that arrangements are sorted and certainly they don't have to start thinking about what's going to happen or where they're going to be or where Father Christmas is going to be or whatever. So, yeah.
Well, the one central answer that we have got from this then is that people need to talk.
Yes.
Make a plan and discuss it.
And even if they, and as I say, you know, it's not easy to discuss things. It's an emotional time of year, as you said at the beginning. It comes, lots of difficult emotions come into play, whether you're separated or together. It's a stressful time. So I don't underestimate how difficult it can be for separated parents to talk to each other. But, and as I say, there are ways and support to help people do that, even if you do it on email or through mediation or with the help of a third party. But certainly to have some kind of plan so that everybody knows what's going on, it is just certainly one less thing to have to think about.
If somebody wants to come and talk to you, Rachel, or somebody else at LCF Barber Titley wants a bit of help with having this discussion or just a bit of advice, where can they go to get in touch with you?
Well, they can have a look on our website, www.lcf.co.uk. The telephone numbers are all on there. Our contact details are on there. We've got a family team who's ready, willing and more than happy to assist by way of a telephone call or come into the office and have a chat. As I say, we're always there to help.
Fantastic. Rachel, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
LCF Barber Titley's Australia FM's Business Hub.